Four verses. A flat.
Yeah. victory in the Lord, Jamie.
Praise the Lord.
I'll just be honest with you, I didn't have a whole lot of time to study, but I sort of like these verses right here, so I'm just going to read you just a few verses tonight. You know,
bless you, brother.
I've been pretty busy today and running. And
it's all good.
I'm going to go to Galatians chapter 5. And we'll start with verse 16. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led by the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness. Can't pronounce that word. I'm sorry. Adultery, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulsion, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like of that which I tell you before, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. You know, I want to be led by the Spirit. You know, and I don't want to get up here and tell you that the Lord's given me something and him not, because you know he knows. And you know, I want the Spirit to be with me when I'm up here. So it'd been wrong for me to come up here and lie to you.
Bless you, buddy.
So, you know, this here helps me. Just reading helps me a lot.
Amen.
You know, there's certain ones that sticks out to me more than others. And, you know, I fail. We all do. But, you know, if I see Buford fail, I'm going to go to him. You know, if he sees me fail, I expect him to come to me.
Amen.
If he don't, you know, he's not doing his part. And that goes for all of us, you know. And it's hard sometimes to go to people when they do fail.
That's right.
Because if you say the wrong thing, then they're going to hate you. Then that's just, what good is that? But you know, I know that I serve with people here that will tell me if I'm doing wrong.
Bless you, buddy.
And I'm just so thankful that I've got a Christian family now. You know, I remember when I didn't really have no family, especially Christian family.
That's right.
You know, they may have been praying for me, but I still wasn't no Christian. I was out in the world just doing my thing.
Bless you, buddy.
You know, and I'm just so glad that God put in me to want to be here.
Amen.
You know, and it's so easy to be drawn away. I could have stayed on the creek bank tonight very easily. But the Lord just led me this way.
Amen.
You know, and I'm so thankful for that. Because I remember a time that I wouldn't even try to make it to church.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But I'm so glad that He got me one night and said, right over.
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad He broke my heart.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And led me this way.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I may not have had no scripture tonight. But I've got something right here.
Amen.
It is the Spirit that dwells inside of me. And I'm so thankful for that. Does anyone have anything tonight?
Bless
you. Praise the Lord.
I'm glad to be saved, Brother Sam. May 2nd, 2007, Lord, that reached way down to get me.
Bless you, Abby.
He touched me on that altar and he changed my ways.
Amen.
Bless you, Abby.
Praise God.
You take good.
Anyone else? Be led by the Spirit. Now, if you have something on your heart.
Well,
yeah,
I ain't gonna play the piano whenever I sing it, but I'll sing it. I don't normally play the piano with this song. Some of y'all don't know me, a lot of you do. Everybody's got a testimony if the Lord saved you.
Amen.
You know, I can't get up here and tell you that, you know, I was a drug addict or that I was an alcoholic or anything like that, because I wasn't. I've always been a pretty good person. You know, I never did even have a habit of letting a little bad word slip. You know.
Bless you, Jerry.
But I was lost.
Amen.
Yeah. I was lost, you know, and I thank God that he showed me I needed salvation.
Praise the Lord.
You know, I could have had the attitude, well, I'm not a bad person. A lot of people's got that attitude. I'm not a bad person. What do I need saved from? You need saved from yourself.
That's right.
You know, he read about the works of the flesh and the works of the Spirit. You know, wasn't a bad person, but I still needed saved. You know, and I tell people, it don't matter how bad you've been, God will still save you.
Right.
But you know what? It don't matter how good you've been.
Right.
That means that you don't need saved.
Amen.
Don't listen to the way I sing this or anything. Don't listen to the words to it. Somebody here may sing. If y'all know the words, y'all can sing along with me. You know, just listen to the words to it. I thank God for saving my soul.
Amen, brother.
Thank God for taking all my sins on him so that I could be free. You know, he wasn't the one that was guilty. It was me.
Amen.
You know, there's a song, Jesus was guilty of loving me. And that's what he's guilty of, loving every one of us. Listen to the words to it. The drunkard on the street, the rich and the famous, the poor and unlearned, and the man of degree, they all have a soul in need of salvation, and they all have to come by Calvary. I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in God redeeming old sinners is that he would save a sinner like me. Now was I so bad that I needed forgiveness? And was I so wrong I had to be redeemed? Well, I wasn't a thief, Yet I lived in sin's prison, and I was as lost as a sinner could be.
You lost,
but I am so glad God saved old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed.
Hallelujah.
How he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in God redeeming old sinners is that he would save a sinner like me. I am so glad God saves old sinners. I'm thrilled and amazed how he sets them free. But the biggest surprise in God redeeming old sinners is that he would save a sinner like me. I'm glad that he saved a sinner like me.
You, I'm like that blind man. So, only thing I know is I was blind and now I see.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else have anything? No, I'm going to turn over to Paul.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, keep playing on my heart. This can get better. I have never sang it anywhere else.
You at home?
One day as I was thinking of unseen things above, the Savior spoke unto me and filled my heart with love.
Amen.
I'm going to die on the battlefield. I'm going to die in the war. I'm going to die on the battlefield with glory.
Amen. Thank God.
Some say give me silver, some say give me gold, but I say give me Jesus, who saves my God.
Amen.
I'll take this gospel trumpet and I'll begin to blow. Oh Lord, if you will help me, I'll blow it wherever I go. I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm
going to
die on the
battlefield with glory in my heart. Amen.
Good job.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's a good place to be, ain't it? On God's battlefield. I'd rather stay with the Lord and let him fight my battles, wouldn't you?
Amen.
Or was it David said, the battle's not mine, it belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
And if you'll stand fast, there in Galatians 5:1, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ has made you free, and be not entangled again with what God brought you out of. And if you go back to it, it'll tangle you up, won't it? And I'm glad he set me free one day. I'm glad, Jerry, that God still saves those sinners.
Amen.
Good to be in the house of God tonight. Turn your Bibles to the book of Jeremiah tonight. And I've never preached this before. But I feel like I need to go this way tonight. Jeremiah chapter number 42. So I'm just going to pray that God would anoint me, get me out of the way, and I'd say the right things. And it'd be a blessing and a help to those out there that's struggling right now, whatever. God knows. Jeremiah chapter 42. I want to start reading in verse number 21. Jeremiah 42 and 21. And now I have this day declared it to you, but ye have not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything for the which he has sent me unto you. Now therefore know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, by the famine, by the pestilence, in the place where you desire to go and to sojourning. You may be seated tonight, but we want to look at what's going on here in this preacher's life, in the Word of God. We'll see here that, let me kind of do a flyover till we get to where we need to be, but the Lord is telling us. I mean, God. There's a lot of things going on. We can't say a whole lot about. We'll just kind of give you a little bit of what's going on. But God told His people to stay in Judah. That's what God told them to do. And He told them. He said, if you go down, if you leave here and you go down to Egypt, I just read to you what's going to happen down there. He said, you're going to die down there. And I don't want to die down in Egypt. I don't want to go back into bondage and die where the place where the Lord brought me out of. But anyway, the Bible said right here that in chapter number 42, there's a lot of things going on here. A man gets killed and not only that, a man named Ishmael, he begins to when all this thing began to take place, and they was, I believe it was 40 men that had shaved their heads, and they was coming there to them, and Ishmael and them, and Ishmael, I believe it, the Bible said that he had already slain the Jews and throwed them in a hole, throwed them in a pit, and these 40 men, he done the same thing too, and he goes on to, in the story here, as we read on here, that the Bible said after that there was 10 men that was found with Ishmael, among them that said to Ishmael, don't kill us, for we have treasures in the field, and wheat and barley and oil and honey. So he forbore and slew them not, among their brethren. Now let's get on down through here tonight, and we see here that it goes on down that verse 9 said, now the pit wherein Ishmael had cast all the dead bodies of the men whom he slain because of Gideon, which was as Asa king made for fear of Baasha the king of Israel, and Ishmael the son of Nebai filled it with them that were slain. And now then the Bible said here that Ishmael, he carried the residue of the captivity here and carried them into captivity had to go over to the Amorites. I mean, I'm just trying to get to where I'm going, but kindly get you in a place where that we need to be. But there were some that was looking for him, and they found him out by the great waters. And the Bible said when Ishmael had carried away the captive, he said he returned unto Jonah, the son of Cana. He said, but Ishmael, the son, escaped from with 8 men and went to the Amorites. And let's look on down here at what's happening here. Now, verse number 17 of 42, that was kind of the platform of what we read to start with. You remember down yonder when Abraham and Lot's herdsmen couldn't get along, and the Bible said that Lot pitched his tent towards Sodom, that well-watered place. But right here in verse 17, he said, and they departed and dwelt in the inhabitants of Shishim, which is by Bethlehem, and to go enter into Jerusalem. And now here we are tonight, and we look here into the Word of God, where we going and where we need to be tonight. Now here we see here that there were some that come to the old man of God and told him, said, we want you to inquire of the Lord for us. I mean, there'd been a lot of things happened, and we need to know what to do. We need to know what direction to do. Now, if I had a thought tonight to get on our heart and our mind, God told them plainly to stay there, brother, in Judah. God tells us plainly to stay in the house of God. But they got their tent pitched towards Egypt. And I believe when we get here to where Jeremiah inquires of the Lord, I believe they're packing up, getting ready to head out to Egypt. So here, I mean, there's a lot going on. I'm sure that you'll have to read it to get all the whole thing out of it, but I just wanted to say that to get to where I was going. But in verse number, chapter number 42, the Bible says, he said in verse 42, one said, then all the captains of the forces of the son of Jonah, the son of Kaiah, and Zenani, the son of Hosan, and all the people from the least, even the greatest, came near. Now, right here's what they done. And they said to Jeremiah the prophet, let we beseech thee, our supplication be accepted before thee, and pray for us unto the Lord thy God, even all this remnant, for we are but left a few of many as thine eyes do behold us. So here we are, just a few people tonight, and here this just a few people came to Jeremiah, and they said, we beg you, we ask you to talk to the Lord for us, because I want you to just look and see that they just very few of us. And the Bible goes on to say what their request was. And verse 3 said that the Lord thy God may show us the way wherein we may walk, and the thing that we may do. And then Jeremiah the prophet said unto them, I have heard you. Behold, I will pray unto the Lord your God according to your words, and it shall come to pass that whatsoever the thing shall answer, the Lord shall answer you. I would declare it unto you, and I'll keep nothing back from you. Then they said to Jeremiah, have the Lord be a true and a faithful witness between us, if we do not even according to all things for the which the Lord God shall send thee to us, whether it be good or whether it be evil, we will obey the voice of the Lord our God to whom we send thee, that it may be well with us when we obey the voice of the Lord. And notice this, and it came to pass after 10 days the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah, and he called Johanan the son of Kaiah, and all the captains of the forces which were with him, and all the people from the least unto the greatest. And he said to them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, unto whom ye sent me to present your supplication before him. He said, if ye will still abide in the land, then I will build you and not pull you down, and I will plant you and not pluck you up. If I repent me, for I repent me of the evil that I have done unto you, be not afraid of the king of Babylon, of whom ye are afraid. Be not afraid of him, saith the Lord, for I am with you to save you and deliver you from his hand. He said, I will show mercy unto you, that he may have mercy upon you and cause you to return to your own land. But if you say, we will not dwell in the land, and neither obey the voice of the Lord our God, saying, no, but we will go into the land of Egypt, where we shall see no war, nor hear the sound of the trumpet, nor have hunger or of bread, and there will we dwell. And now therefore hear the word of the Lord, ye remnant of Judah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, and the God of Israel, if ye wholly set your faces to enter into Egypt and to go sojourney there, then it shall come to pass that the sword which ye feared shall overtake you there in the land of Egypt, and famine and wherein you were afraid, and shall follow close after you in Egypt, and there ye shall die. And so shall it be with all the men that set their faces to go into Egypt to sojourney there, and they shall die by the sword, the famine, the pestilence, and none of them shall remain or escape from the evil that I bring upon them. For thus saith the Lord host, God of Israel, as mine anger and my fury have been poured forth upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so shall my fury be poured upon you when ye shall enter into Egypt, and ye shall be excreted and astonished and cursed and reproached, and ye shall see this place no more. The Lord said concerning you, O remnant of Judah, go ye not into Egypt, and know certain that I have abominished you this day, for ye dissembled in your hearts when ye sent me unto the Lord your God, saying, pray for us unto the Lord our God, and according to all that the Lord our God shall say, so declare unto us, and we'll do it. He said, now I have this day, that's what we started out with tonight. But I want you to get this on your mind tonight. Instead of people doing what God wants them to do, they'd rather go down in Egypt and fight over a meal. They'd rather go down to Egypt and fight brother over something to eat. Now here we see these men here, they come to the old man of God and said, we want you to go to God and tell us, brother, what God wants us to do. And brother Jeremiah, after 10 days, the Bible said that he returned to him and pronounced what God told him to do. He said, stay right here, and God will provide, and God will protect, and God will make provision right here. But I believe, brother, there's a lot of people that have a lot of good intentions that they say, but you can see the word of God here, brother, over and over in the book of Jeremiah. And you can read back in chapter 30, I believe it is, where Jeremiah, they come to him, wanting deliverance, and where the old man of God ended up. He ended up down in a pit, a dried up well, where they wanted to get rid of him. There's a lot of people that'll say, I want to follow God. But God said this right here. He said, if you would hold me with all of your heart, put your faith and your trust in me, he said, I will make provision and I will provide. But Jeremiah, the Bible said, after 10 days, he got an answer from God, and God told him what to do and where to go and where to stay and all things like that. And God certainly would make provision for the people of God now. And you think about this, you go on over yonder, I believe in the next chapter, I believe it is, but after they refused the message from old Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah, he said, go down yonder and brother, pick up you some stones and lay them yonder down in Egypt, and if you'll study the history of that thing, and brother, those stones, and Jeremiah dug a hole and buried them down there, and brother, that's where Pharaoh built his house, and that's where the king built it on. Listen tonight, people, I'm telling you, that's God's people. You better stay with God, and you better stay with the Lord. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of good intentions and say, I want to be a Christian, I want to be a child of God, and but they say it with their mouth, just like they said Jeremiah, I go and talk to the Lord for us, but brother, I believe a deception is a lot of time the root of all of this. People know tonight in whom they're going to serve. People knows when they make a proper, I mean, when they say, I want to be a Christian. You're saying a lot today, brothers and sisters. I'd rather be an old-time Christian than anything I know. I don't want to go down there into Egypt where I have to fight over food. I don't want to go to a church that argues and growls all the time and have to fight over a meal. I want to go where there's love and peace and joy and happiness down in the house of God. Hey, God, when you hear people say, I want to thank God for saving me, and you can tell where it comes from, and you can tell when people, like Bill said the other night, God forgive me and come into my heart, and you can tell when it's sincere. But you can tell tonight, and you can tell a lot of times, brother, when it's just words coming out of people's mouth. But God said this right here. He said, if you'll stay where you're at, I'll make provision for you. Amen. Now listen tonight. No one. Think about this. Let's go back to Abraham and Lot. And when the angels went down there and the Sodomites, when they went into his house, you know what they wanted? They wanted the men. He said, well, I've got women. They never laid with a man. You can have them, but they didn't want that. They wanted those men. And they was out there beating on the door. God blinded their eyes, and they couldn't even find the door. But I said all that to say this. When you pitch your tent towards Sodom, when you got on your mind, all you ever got on your mind is going back to Egypt. Don't worry. Don't worry. The devil will make sure you get there. When God brought deliverance down there, I said all that to say this. When God brought them out, remember what the Bible said, and remember Lot's wife, as she turned around and turned in to a pillow of salt. But even Lot's nephews, and they laughed at him because he'd run his testimony down there. He had vexed his soul down there. That was what he had seen and what he had heard. If you pitch your tent towards Egypt, it won't be long, you'll be back down there. By the grace of God, I don't have to fight to eat. God told him down there, Jerry, he said, you go down there, he said, the sword will get you. It's right here, will follow you everywhere you go. Not only the sword will get you, but the pestilence down there will get you. not only the pestilence down there, but you'll have to fight to eat. You'll have to be in battle down there to even provide for your family. And it's sad today we're in a church world and we're in a place, brother, in this America that people don't even honor the flag and honor the liberty and the freedom that we're built upon. Why is that? I tell you why it is. Ain't a lot of them got a lot of lip service out there. And they say they love God and love what this country was founded upon. Hey, out there tonight, I tell you, I'm voting for Jesus. Yeah. He's the greatest that's ever been. Yeah. And a lot of them says a lot of things. I promise you a snowball in August and say we're going to serve God. I guarantee what's going to happen is they're going to end up back down in Egypt and having to fight for something to eat.
Amen.
See, that's what happened, guys. These men, they wanted Jeremiah to inquire of the Lord what to do. But did they really want to hear what the Lord had to say? Did they really want to hear what the Lord had to say? I read it to you. They obeyed not the voice of God. They obeyed not the voice of God. And they ended up back down yonder, down there in Egypt. Egypt was once my home. I was a slave, but thank God, God sent deliverance my way one day and broke the chains of sin and broke the law chains that had me locked down in Egypt and prayed. God, I tell you what, when Jesus went in the heart of the earth, brother, on that and the 3 days he's in the heart of the earth, I tell you where he went. He went down here and he broke the chains of sin. He got me out of hell and he said, hey, I want to get you out of Egypt. I'm going to get you out of the place where you have to fight to eat. I want to get you out of the place where you got to fight the world and all that. I want to get you around the family, praise God, and to feed you the good thing from heaven. I'm talking about angels' food tonight. Hey, you don't have to go back to Egypt. Hey, you can get out of Egypt and you can come back to Judah and you can come back where God said to stay anyway. And if you will, you'll quit having to fight to eat.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Ain't it sad? People say, well, preacher, what the Lord say about it? I don't know. You ask him. There's some things I can't answer for you. I've had men come to me and say, I feel like the Lord's dealing with me to preach. I've had men come to me and say, I feel like the Lord's dealing with me to teach. People come to me and say, I feel like the Lord dealing me to be a song leader. Honey, I pray for you. It's the only thing I can do for you. If one call, you'll have to. I'm glad we answered it individually one day. Hey, you want to get out of Egypt? And I said, yeah, I do, Lord. And he reached way down and got me to them and set my feet up on a rock and put a brand new song in my mouth. But when God began to deal with me to preach the word of God, my wife couldn't answer it. My pastor couldn't answer it. And nobody can answer it. You'll have to answer the call. And that's the call that God's got on your life. And if you'll do that, I'll tell you what happened. And you'll be set free. And you'll be free. I tell you, when I answered the call about 28 years ago, I think it was, I felt like my burden was lifted off me. Why was that? I mean, I got out of Egypt, but I wasn't doing holy what God wanted me to do. If you'll do holy, if you'll do what the Lord bids you to do, praise God, I don't believe you'll have to fight to eat. Think about it tonight. Why are churches in such an uproar? Arguing and growling, can't get along on the covers of the pew and the piano and this and that. It's a train wreck. Why is that? It's because they've left at their first love and went back down into Egypt and quite can't get along with nobody. I prayed, God, I'd rather eat a corn cob and sit on a stump and get along with people than argue and growl over a meal. Thank God tonight it will obey the voice and there'll be peace and harmony in the house of God. Them that you think about this tonight, all the trouble as a pastor that I've ever had, 90% of the time, is people wanting to go back to Egypt and take me with them, or bring Egypt into the church. Praise God, I'm like Vicky. I don't want to die on the battlefield. If I'm going to fight, praise God, I will stand back and say, see the salvation of the Lord. And the battle's not mine, saith David. And the battle belongs to the Lord. If you'll stay in Judah, if you'll stay where I tell you to stay, he said, praise God, I'll put that peace and joy and patience and contentment in your life. But take one thing about it. If you don't, you're going to have to fight to eat. Amen. Ain't that something? They ask him what to do. And he told them, and there's a lot in this and I can't get out, but I believe this right here. I believe while he was telling them, there was some packing their bags. Hey, you think I'm an old dumb boy out of Reagan Hall? I've seen them swirl their shoulders at me and start packing with the intention to leave and not come back. Hey, they can all see an eye in the sky, buddy. And his name's Jesus. And if I be led by the Spirit of God, God will say, hey, Peter, do you love me? Yea, Lord. Hey, you know I love you, feed my lamb, my sheep, my sheep. I raise them up, praise God, to be warriors, a good soldier to the cross. If you'll stay with God, God will always make provision, and you'll not end up fighting around the table. Amen. Listen to this. When we was growing up at home, somebody can relate to this. You come to the table down there at the house with a hat on, you get it knocked off your head. You sit down at the table at the house, you didn't sit there and jabber and argue and fuss. They put you outside. Now let's get that spiritual now. We ought to reverence the house of God.
Amen.
We come down to the house of God. You know what we ought to be able to, you know what we ought to come in here to do? We ought to come in here to praise him and honor him. Amen. And give him glory. Amen. And praise God. God breaks in and we get to fellowship and it breaks out. We can go home saying it's been good. But when it comes time, if that don't happen, preach, be instant in season, out of season. I just sit down at the table right quick, like get you a good old rag, don't spill nothing. Every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God, sit down, take it like a man, take it like a woman, and say, I'm tired of fighting to survive. I want to go with God. God will make provision.
Amen.
Let me say this right here, and I have been there. I've been here just in a place in my life where I had invited people to church. Years ago, 25 years ago maybe 20, I don't know. I can't remember nothing no more. But there'd been times, Bill, when I'd invite them to church and I'd hope that they didn't come. And you know why? Because tension was so thick in the church.
Yeah. Right.
Tension was so thick in the church, people couldn't get along. People are arguing and swerving and wouldn't speak of one another, and little click here and little click there. I tell you what, God, and the only way God, but the only way people can get that thing picked up is holy surrender under God. And then when they surrender under God, how we invite people down, we hope they come and they can see the love, the fellowship, and the contentment with the people and down the house of God.
Amen.
But ain't it sad? We're in a time now where people want to go back. And I know where they're fighting. They're fighting to eat. There's peace in the Lord. There's contentment in the Lord. You may be in a storm. You may be in a battle right now. But if you'll stay with God, there is a peace that's unspeakable and full of glory. And God will bring you through that storm. God will bring you through that battle. And God will bring you. If God brings you to it, he'll help you through it. I'm saying tonight, if you'll stay with God, there'll be a peace that surpasses all understanding. And God will bring you through it. And if you don't, there'll be fighting and arguing. I'm just trying to get something to eat.
Amen.
I've heard this over the years. People hiding food because they didn't have much. Lou sent me a little old youngin this morning, business this morning. She said, I didn't get to hear much of the message. I said, that's all right, honey. You've got a little bit canned to get you through.
Amen.
You better can what you get.
You better get
all you can what you get. Because there'll be days when you don't know what to do, which way to turn. Just stand still and see the salvation of God. God appeared. He is bread in the storm of man. He is water in dry places. But I'm saying tonight, if we'll do what God tells us to do, there'll be those additions added. There'll be peace and happiness and joy down in the house of God. Sit down. And Lord, just put us in a pole and shake us up. There ain't no difference in us. We're just together in the house of God, headed the right way, headed toward heaven. And if you don't do that, you'll fight around the table.
Amen.
You fight around the table, it upsets everybody.
Yeah. Amen.
I never forget this. I've grown up in Reagan Hall, and this so happened, that's the closest one to the refrigerator. We had our own milk, we churned our own butter, made our own cottage cheese. Got green, I mean, this good old fat bag and green beans. I mean, I don't know what it was, but this so happened. I was sitting the closest one to the refrigerator. Johnny asked me to give him something. Patsy asked me to get her something. See, I can't remember setting everything out. Praise God. You're going to have to bring some sometimes. And then all of a sudden, Mom or Daddy asked me to get it. I turned around and set it on the table, and I said, now, what do you want me to do? Go to the moon and get some onions? Mama said, you get up from a table with that smart mouth and get outside. Hey, I'm saying tonight, I don't like to argue around the table. I want happiness and peace and joy and smiles, praise God. And you can do that if you'll stay with God.
Amen.
I'm preaching the truth tonight.
Amen.
When people argue around the table, it's because somebody's out of tune. Somebody's out of fellowship with God. If you're out of fellowship with God, you'll be out of fellowship with your brother, your sister, everybody around. But praise God tonight, when we come together down the house of God and one mind and one accord, I tell you what'll happen. There'll be happiness around the table. There'll be joy and peace forevermore. And praise God, them sinners will say, I don't know what they got down there, but I want some of that. What is that? It's not arguing around the table.
Right, amen.
Praise the Lord. How long's it been? How long's it been that we sit down to make home dinner? How long's it been? Listen tonight, I'm preaching spiritual tonight. How long's it been since we sat down to a big spiritual meal? Willard may have this. Jerry may come and have this. Donnie may have this. Pat and Jerry may have this. We all combine together, Bill and Debbie and the youngins. They might Geneva and Linda and Buck and Ashley and Kathy and Rex. We all bring a little something down to the house of God. I know what it'll be like. I ain't eating if they make that. I ain't doing it. That's the old devil of meanness that's in us. When we come together down to the house of God, we'll enjoy one another and praise God for the fellowship that we've got.
Amen.
And if you don't, you'll argue around the table. God said, stay where you're at. If you go down into Egypt, you're going to have to fight to eat. It's sad, Geneva, that there's a lot of good churches out there with people just like you and Linda in it. And some of the older ones, one that the devil's took over, and they're starving to death. They're fighting to eat. I'm preaching the truth tonight. But we are to come together down the house of God, honor, respect one another, esteem each other above ourselves, and say, praise God. Pour it on the Lord. Sammy said, he's honest. He said, I ain't studied. He might not have studied, but I guarantee he's been studying about God.
Right.
He done studied about what to say, and so on and so forth. I'm saying tonight, come down to the house of God and pray, God, quit fighting to eat and enjoy the things of God.
Amen.
Some of you out there mad, get over it. Put your big britches on. Be a man, be a woman. Get things fixed up, settle down. Come back to the table, quit arguing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I can't eat when I'm mad. Can you? I can't. I get mad. Where you going? I don't want nothing. You know I don't want nothing. I'm gonna fix it anyway. Go ahead and fix it. I'll throw it to the dogs. That's the way we are. Just say, I'm sorry, Lou. I'm gonna enjoy your beans and cornbread. And I like peace and joy around the table. Didn't that Bill and Debbie sit a few times to eat, and we're going back pretty soon? I feel home down there. Bill always makes me feel like there's somebody down there, and Debbie does. That's the way we're to be when we come to church. Just we're to enjoy coming to the house of God. We're to enjoy one another. Jerry, we're to enjoy the fellowship down at the house of God. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you what will happen. You'll have to fight to eat. You don't stay where God said to stay. If you don't go where God says to go, you'll end up dying fighting to eat. I want to go where there's food. I want to go where I can get a meal. I want to go where God's got little old young boys and girls and just stand up and sing. God, little people can beat big people sometimes too, praise God. I'm going to eat off of that.
Amen.
And young to touch me. Everyone's went through their house has. Can you imagine the lives that family over there's touched through the house of God? Wouldn't it be sad tonight for them to bring them down here and us be arguing and fussing and grabbing to eat? The youngest can tell. Praise God. Peace and happiness and contentment and joy around the table. You bring the butter and I'll bring the milk. I'll bring the milk and butter. You bring us a big old onion out of the garden. Spiritually tonight, we've all got things we can bring to the table. And I'll guarantee you what you bring to the table, people won't be fussing and arguing about it. They'll be sitting right in and enjoying it. Why? We're all trying to get to heaven. We're all trying to head the right way. And the Lord loves us all and wants the best for us. I don't know why the Lord seemed like the Lord sent this tonight. Some of you may be fussing around the table. You better quit. You end up fighting the rest of your days around the table. Honor God and respect God and treat people like you want to be treated. And things will come along. Let's all stand to our feet tonight. I don't know what, this wasn't much, but it was a lot that I should have said there in 40 and 41, and there's a lot that I went over that I mumbled through and struggled in. But I got the point across. You stay where God wants you to stay, you'll be where God wants you to be, you can be fed with contentment. But if you go off somewhere down to Egypt, you'll fight to eat. And I don't want to do that. Anything before we dismiss? The food.
Like I said, I enjoyed the message tonight, Paul.
Bless you, Lou.
God bless you. And let's still remember Lynn Niece's church that burnt down that congregation.
Yeah, I've tried to get a hold of Lynn two or three times, and I'm sure he's busy. And